Line upon line, James chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. James taught the relationship between faith and works. Verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Hath not works. Works, deeds, actions, labor, something you do. Faith is much more than passive belief. You express your faith through action by the way you live. True to the Faith, a Gospel Reference, 2004, page 54. Faith. True faith is focused in and on the Lord Jesus Christ and always leads to righteous action. The prophet Joseph Smith affirmed that faith is the first principle in revealed religion and the foundation of all righteousness, and that it is also the principle of action in all intelligent beings. Lectures on Faith, page 1. Action alone is not faith in the Savior, but acting in accordance with correct principles is a central component of faith. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Ask in Faith, Ensign, May 2008, page 95. Even so, these verses refer to the previous two verses where James says that having faith without works is like telling a poor man to be warmed and clothed without actually giving him something to warm or clothe himself. For more details, read verses 14 through 26. Shoe, old spelling for show. Being alone. When faith stands alone without works, it has no effect. Faith exists when absolute confidence in that which we cannot see combines with action that is in absolute conformity to the will of our Heavenly Father. Without all three, first, absolute confidence, second, action, and third, absolute conformity, without these three, all we have is a counterfeit, a weak and watered-down faith. Elder Joseph B. Worthland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Shall He Find Faith on the Earth? Ensign, November 2002, page 83. My faith by my works. There are many ways you can show your faith by doing something. Here are a few ideas from the Scriptures. Consider writing in your journal about these and other ways you can exercise your faith. Pray daily. See Alma chapter 37, verse 37. Study the Scriptures. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. Be baptized and make covenants. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. Keep the commandments. See John chapter 14, verse 15. Repent of and forsake sins. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 10. Serve others. See James chapter 1, verse 27. Share the gospel. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 15, verse 6. Follow church standards. See 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, James chapter 2, verses 17 through 18.